page 157, unit 38. Foreign direct investment should be given priority.
There is no reason why we should not think big about the role of foreign direct investment. Manmohan Singh.
In our increasingly interconnected world, foreign direct investment significantly contributes to economic growth. Foreign direct investments are investments by investors, companies or individuals, in countries other than their home country. Quite often, this takes the form of multinational companies expanding their business into new countries. First of all, it's worth considering what host countries may gain from foreign direct investments. One of the main benefits of direct investment is increased employment, which is closely tied to increased savings. As developing nations tend to lack that, foreign direct investment helps to fill the savings gap. This in turn might get back to the economy in the form of loans to finance local investment. In several cases, multinational companies also provide education for the local staff, which gain higher levels of skills, language knowledge, and become culturally more aware, so their productivity grows as a result. Another point worth noting is that multinational companies provide greater access to research and technology, which may positively affect industrialization in the host country. New business models might become widespread as local suppliers learn how to comply with the requirements of these companies. The multiplier effect of increased income can also be observed since employees who earn more spend more too. Also, host governments may gain tax revenue from the profits of multinational companies, which can be used to invest in infrastructure or improve public services, thus promoting economic development. In addition, multinational companies may also provide lower prices of consumer goods due to economies of scale and increased choice in the marketplace. On the whole, free trade develops as well, which leads to the more efficient allocation of the world's resources. Nonetheless, foreign direct investment may cause some harm for the host nation. To begin with, multinational companies tend to bring their own management and simply take advantage of cheap, low-skilled workforce for basic production. As people of power are not from the host country, they may not provide any training for local staff. They might also extract natural resources to a great extent, as well as increase pollution due to weak regulations of the host nation. In the same way, in countries where labor laws are practically non-existent, they may create poor working conditions with a resulting exploitation of local workforce. Another possible disadvantage is that sometimes multinational companies have too much power, resulting in gaining favors in terms of tax advantages or subsidies, which reduces the potential government revenue. On top of that, multinational companies often repatriate profits, or in case of trouble, even easily withdraw, causing developing host countries great harm. All in all, although some countries have benefited from foreign direct investment, many others have yet to see its fruits. Taking everything into account, despite the potential drawbacks, most would agree that foreign direct investment can be accorded great importance as a driver of economic growth. However, host governments should pursue pragmatic policies in order to maximize its benefits.